Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Recently, someone came over to me in shul and told me I ruined their Shabbos, and I wanted to know how I ruined their Shabbos. They said their favorite Shabbos activity was the whole family would get around and they would do a giant jigsaw puzzle together. And apparently, I mentioned in a shir that there's a problem with doing puzzles on Shabbos, and they never heard of such a problem of doing puzzles on Shabbos. So I thought that's a good topic for Temen Halacha. And surprisingly, I don't think I have one on it yet on doing puzzles on Shabbos. At least when I searched on Wai Torah, I didn't find anything. So let's discuss this seemingly simple Shabbos activity of putting together a puzzle. So the basis of the issue, as it appears in Shulchan Aruch, is not about a puzzle. I guess in the times of the Mechaber and the Rama, puzzles were not a thing yet. But the Rama in Siman Shin Mem Siv Gimel writes that Asu Lishbar Uga Shakasav La Kamin Osios Afal Pishe Inu Mechabin Rak Lachila Davi Mochik, that you're not allowed to break a cake or a cookie that has letters on it, even though you're only intending to eat it, because that is mochik. So the Magen Avraham discusses, what about if you have a library book? You have a book where the pages are stamped on the side, and when you open up the book, the letters come apart, and when you close the book, the letters come together. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Levush that since it's forming and erasing letters when you open and close the book, it's problematic. The Levush writes, V'nirali, du adin osun svarim shekosun alein barashay chutei adapim lemaila omitzdadin osios. Otevos. Also, the poschen b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to open such books on Shabbos mishum mochek, because that's erasing shari shover mochek osios, because you're breaking the letters. V'chein lachzor l'sogranos mishum kosev, and to close the book is a violation of kosev. V'nira d'chamur tfei psichas ha-sefer mishviras ugos, and he says, and this is even worse than cutting into the cake. Shem mishviras ugos. When you cut open the cake, you may be pulling apart the letters, but it's not mochek al menas lichtov, because you're never going to put it together again, and that's the ikar av melacha min haTorah. But when you open up a sefer, it's mochek al menas lichtov, because sharei daito lachsul l'sogra achar sheilmod mitocho v'karuv ani lomar shechayav melav chatos. Whoa, not just an iser, isidor right, says the Levush, to open and close a library book that has letters on the side. However, the Magen Avraham then quotes a Tshuvas HaRamah in Simin Kuf Yotes, who disagrees and says that no, a book is always open and closed at all the time. That's not considered writing or erasing. No more than opening and closing a door in a home is considered bona and soser on Shabbos. It's not an act of building, because you always open a door, you always close a door. So the same thing when opening and closing a book. And the Ramah quotes a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet Base, that only writing letters, only if you're writing letters it's aser, but if you're taking letters that are already there and you put them near each other to form a word, that's mutter. So because the letters and the words exist on the page edges and you're just separating them and putting them back together by opening and closing the book, that's going to be mutter, says the Ramah. The Ramah, Luchara, one could argue that no, the Gemara was talking about where you have full letters in different places and you put them in proximity to each other. Over here, you're destroying all the letters when you open the book, because it's stamped on the side of the book. And then when you put them together, you're creating all of those letters again. The Ramah does suggest, does point out that in the case of the Gemara, he makes that ha'ara. But nevertheless, even though he makes that ha'ara, he's still makil. The Ramah brings a raya also from Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel, and the Mishnah lists all the lamatas melachos. So what does the Mishnah say? It says hakosev va'mochik al-menas lichtov, and Rashi says, wait a second, when were these things done in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, Hayu Rosh Min al Krashei HaMishkan. Kosev was done when they would mark the boards of the Mishkan. Leida is a benzugo, to know which boards went next to each other. V'kosev ospezev ospezev. So they put a letter on each board to know which ones were matim to each other. And what about mochek? Umochek pam sheta. Sometimes they mislabeled the board, so they had to erase it in order to write the correct labeling on the board. You have to say that it's a case that they made a mistake. Why would Rashi have to say that? Just say that every time they pulled the boards apart from each other, that was mochik. And when they put them together with each other, and the two letters were next to each other, that was kosev. So says the Ramah, Elamai, what you see from there is that putting letters near each other and far from each other is not kosev or mochik, and therefore you're allowed to open and close a book. Now, l'chora, again, again, that doesn't form any word when you put those two letters together on boards, and that would not be kosev mochek for that reason. So that maybe that's why the Rama had to say, maybe that's why Rashi had to say that it's only in a case where you made a mistake. So the Knesset HaGadola writes that he quotes the Levush, and he says the Levush was hifriz al amida to say that you're chayiv chatos. He says vani mispalei hafle v'fela. Everyone opens books. No one is makbid about books that have, that say the library name on the edges of the books. How can you say that that's a chayiv chatos? And he says, then he adds, he says, "Vein suffik etzli sheilu hayaroa bala levush zal divrei rama rabo zal b'tshuva heyuchosu misfaraso." Wow, that's something to say. He says, if the levush would have seen the tshuva sarama, he would have changed his mind, and therefore there's no machlokas here. Everyone agrees. The levush agrees also to the rama, because had the levush seen the rama, he would have agreed to the rama. I don't know that we're allowed to do that. That we're allowed to suggest that it's such a compelling argument that the other side necessarily would have agreed. The Mishnah Brura quotes this discussion, and he's just focused on the fact that it's just like a door that opens and closes all the time. The Magen Avraham himself says, "Ubulvush kasav shu karuv l'chiyuv chatos v'chein nirali lahachmir derayos harama enon muchrachos ubekness hagdolah kasav shnoag l'hatir v'chein kasav harash alevi." So Magen Avraham says he thinks the levush is more mistaver, that we should try to be machmir in such a thing. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's roi lahachmir as well if you can be. The Chazanish in Siman Samach Aleph Sivkat Nalev doesn't like the comparison between the book and the door opening and closing, because he says by malachas bona, the very definition of the malacha is a sense of kvios. He says if I put a rock down, that's not bona, but if I put cement a rock into something, that is bona. I mean, that's the very definition of the malacha, is being koveya something in a mako. Not so when it comes to kosev and mochik. So he suggests, but he still thinks there's reason to be mekel like the shita of the Rama against the levush. Now, what does this have to do with puzzles? So based on all of this, it would seem that puzzles, what are you doing? You're taking different parts of the picture and you're putting them together, and then and it creates a picture. A picture is as bad as Kosef Shteyosi, as a picture is worth 1,000 words. So you're taking different parts of a picture and you're putting them together, and then you're taking them apart again. So it's like opening and closing the book, and it's meant to be opened and closed. So therefore, according to the Levush, it should be problematic, and according to the Rama, Lechara, it should be mutter. However, there is reason to suggest that puzzles are more chamur than books that have writing on the edges. Why? First of all, puzzles are not usually constantly put together and taken apart and on a consistent basis. Every single time you finish reading, you close the book. So the whole svara, the mishvura, to be makel that it's like a door, is not true, because when people put their puzzle together, they want to be proud of it for a while. They don't just immediately take it apart. Not only that, the Rama says that his kula applies even when you're actually forming letters when you close the book. But the Avnei Nezer in Siman Ratio disagrees. He says that no, when you move complete letters to form words, that might be mutter. When you put complete letters next to each other to make words, but actually forming letters, actually taking breaking apart letters and then forming them, that's actually kosev and mochik. Not only that, when you close a book, you have no kavana whatsoever to write. You're not interested in the word. You're not like, oh, I wonder how to decode the size of these pages, the edges of these pages. Close the book. Oh, it says Peninsula Public Library. Now I know. No, it's not. That's not what you're interested in at all. You're just opening and closing the book. But when it comes to a puzzle, that's the whole point. The whole point is that you're creating this beautiful picture that you want to see. So what do the poskim say about this? So l'chor, according to the Levush, putting puzzle pieces together is for sure usher, and the Mishnah Berurah would recommend to be machmir. And even if you say like the Tzad Hakel of the Rama, there's still more reason to be machmir by puzzles than by books, even according to the Rama. Nevertheless, in Shmir Shabbos Kilch Saper Tzayinos Chav Gimel, he says that you could put together a puzzle of words and pictures as long as the pieces aren't put in any sort of frame and the pieces don't really firmly attach, that they're very flimsy, that if you pick one up, it will start falling apart. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that says something similar in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Hey about the page number displays in front of a shul to let you know what page to turn your siddur to. And Rav Moshe says that you can create the numbers by inserting number cards so long as they're not in a frame that makes it more permanent. Again, that's not exactly the same as a puzzle, because those are numbers that are existing independently, and then you're just putting them in proximity to each other. Over here, you're actually creating the image. Yeah, I saw in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos on Shabbos, Chelek Beis, he has two big fat volumes on Shabbos. They're of Kleinman in his Svarim that he writes up of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Pesachim. He has two big fat volumes on Shabbos. Like, the second volume is like 1,000 pages or something. So in Chelek Beis, Perek Lamates, Os Chaf Hei, Rabbi Kleinman says that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is makel unless the plan is to glue it together. He's very makel on puzzles. He says, it needs to be some sort of kvius. And any sort of chibur that's not kavua is not going to be asr at all. That's l'chora against the chaznish. Chaznish says kvius doesn't matter so much. Even if it's within a frame. Even if it's creating a picture or letters, near it yesh lahakel kivin shein bezeh inyan kviyas klal, because there's no sense of kviyas whatsoever. Then he says it's better than the writing on the side of a book, because that's meant to be there permanently. So this is better because it's not meant to be there permanently. You're going to take it apart. So it emerges that you should not lechora do a serious jigsaw puzzle that will last for an extended period of time. Certainly not if you're going to frame the puzzle when you complete it, or glue it and frame it when you complete it. They have puzzle glue where you put them together. My wife is very good at jigsaw puzzles. I'm terrible at it. I can never figure, I can't even get two pieces together. I have no sense of these things. But my wife, in like 5 minutes, give her 15,000 pieces, and all of a sudden, like, there you have the Grand Canyon. And the whole thing looks the same. You know, it's the Grand Canyon. It's only one color. And somehow she managed to put the whole thing together. But so I know about this because I've seen her do this. So there's glues that you can glue the puzzle. Every snowstorm we get a new puzzle. So or it used to be, presume. Now I assume that's not going to happen anymore, but anyway, so if you glue it, that even the Chora of Shmuel has a problem with. But if it's not going to be glued and it's just a puzzle that's going to stay together for some time, so if Shmuel Kamenetsky is Mekel, most others are Machmir. And if it's a kind of thing that's like a children's puzzle, so that we're much more Mekel, you know, the Shmir Shabbos points out, like, you know, they have those puzzles that toddlers play with that they put in the frame, you know, they just put the five different pictures in the different frames. That lechor is totally mutter. That's, you're not creating any picture, the picture's already there. And for children in general, we're a little more Mekel on these things. But I still think that doing a serious puzzle, a real puzzle on Shabbos, is at least a very serious shaila, according to Levush, potentially a chiyuv chatas. Okay, everyone have a great day.